Democrats running for president don't know how much support they'll get when Iowa becomes the first state to vote. But six of them at least know they're getting their protein. They attended a steak fry sponsored by Iowa Senator Tom Harkin. It's the kind of event they wouldn't miss. Between 10 and 12,000 people attended, including NPR's Linda Wertheimer.
The candidates appeared in a green field in Iowa yesterday on an almost magical afternoon, clear and sunny with the smallest sense of fall in the air. There were long rows of tables and folding chairs set up in immense tents, and volunteers speedily dished out well-done steak and potato salad to activists who paid $35 for the tickets.
Steak or chicken?
Steak, please.
The best steaks are for Hillary people.
Then I don't qualify.
Some folks came wearing shirts that declared their preferences. Others were willing to take those little brown stickers that have mostly replaced campaign buttons from every partisan who offered them, wearing them all at once. Candidates strolled through the crowd, shaking hands and posing for pictures. John Edwards joined Senator Harkin at the grill for a time. Barack Obama led a parade of several thousand people from the pasture, where he held an earlier rally, down to the steak fry. When they settled down to hear from the Democrats who want to be president, the crowd was excited, even jubilant, and they stayed that way, despite the very serious messages they heard. With the president's latest war speech fresh in everyone's minds, the candidates all promised they would end the war the president has indicated will go on for some time. Barack Obama went first.
We are going to bring an end to this war, and I will fight now in the United States Senate to make sure that we don't pass any funding bill that does not have a deadline to start bringing our troops out and a deadline to start bringing our troops home.
One of the strongest positions on the war is Bill Richardson's. The governor of New Mexico is calling for a withdrawal to happen quickly and completely.
My position is clear. We bring the troops out within 6 to 8 months, but we leave no troops behind. The war cannot end with leaving any troops behind.
Although every candidate had supporters and all the supporters had signs to wave, Hillary Clinton got one of the strongest reactions.
Our young men and women in uniform have done what they were asked to do. They have gotten rid of Saddam Hussein. They have given the Iraqis free and fair elections. They have given the Iraqi government the chance to have a future. They deserve to come home because there is no military solution.
Clinton got a huge cheer when she told this crowd that the era of cowboy diplomacy is over. Senator Christopher Dodd of Connecticut rejected the president's assertion that the country is safer because of the war in Iraq.
Today is all we all know. We are less safe, we are less secure, we are more vulnerable, we are more isolated than ever before. We want our country back again. We want to have our safety back again. We once again want to be a leader in the world.
John Edwards of North Carolina said that in the 2006 election, Democrats were given a mandate to end the war in Iraq. And in a slap at his rivals who were in the Senate, he said that more could be done to force the war to end.
Every single funding bill that goes to President Bush should have a timetable for withdrawal. If he vetoes it, they should send another bill with a timetable for a withdrawal. If he vetoes that, they should send another bill with a timetable for a withdrawal until this president is forced to start taking troops out of Iraq.
By far the gravest message came from Senator Joseph Biden of Delaware, who said the president's address to the nation last week made it clear that he has no plans to end the war quickly. The earth moved, Biden said, under our feet.
George Bush made it abundantly clear that he will not end this war in Iraq. If there is ever any doubt in anyone's mind, there is none now. And one of us on this stage is going to have to end the war he started.
Not even that could dampen the mood of the crowd in Indianola. They liked their chances in 2008, and we were repeatedly told that for the first time in years, they like all their candidates. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, Iowa.